This is Tom Dimeo from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania in the U.S., and I thought I'd talk about and demonstrate a program I found recently called Win Morse. That's W-I-N-M-O-R-S-E. The program converts text into Morse code. Now, I realize that there probably aren't a great number of people who would be interested in doing this sort of thing, but I hope there might be a couple of you who listen to Main Menu for one of the reasons I listen to it, and that is to learn about new hardware and new software, even if I don't ever intend to use what I'm hearing about. It's always nice to know about new things. But I'm also going to talk about associating sound files with receiving mail in Eudora and Outlook Express, and I'm also going to talk about associating files with various Windows events, because that's one of the reasons I wanted this kind of program. I wanted to make up little WAV files of one or two Morse code characters and then associate them with the different things that were happening on the computer. That's not to say that there aren't enough sounds that comes with the Windows. There certainly are, but you always kind of like to take things just a step further now and then. The text can be entered into the program in one of three ways. It can be entered from the clipboard, it can be entered with a text file, or the way that I enter it is through the keyboard. The Morse code file is created as a .wav file, or .wav file, and can be played just like any other WAV file. You can select the words per minute that the code will be sent. You can select the frequency of the code within limits, and you can also select the sampling rate that you want the WAV file to be stored at. Now, according to the README file, it said that when you download the file from the website, it comes as a self-extracting file, but the one I got was a zip file, so I don't know if I got the wrong one or if the README file's wrong. But anyway, the name of the file that I got is WNMRS101.zip. And, of course, it will have to be unzipped into a directory or a folder. My brain is still entrenched in DOS, so I use some DOS language instead of Windows sometimes, maybe. But anyway, the zip file has to be unzipped into a folder, and you come up with three files. There's a readme.txt, a license.txt, and a setup.exe. The program is freeware, but the author did put together a little license agreement that he asks you to abide by if you want to use the program. The install, of course, the file that you execute then to install the program is setup.exe, and it's a pretty typical install. There were no surprises. It did not put a shortcut on the desktop. It doesn't even ask you if you want one there, which is okay with me. I don't like installations that make assumptions for you, such as putting shortcuts on desktops. But this program doesn't do that, nor does it ask you. And I haven't bothered to put one on the desktop or even make a hotkey for the program because I don't use it that often. And I don't mind a few keystrokes to get to it. So to get to it, we have to go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
Programs.
P equals program pull down. Shortcuts pull down.
And Win Morse is about four W's down the list, I believe.
Win Morse pull down.
And it's not pronounced very well, but that is Win Morse, so I'll press enter on that.
Win Morse.
And there are four choices here. There's the program itself, Win Morse. Then there's
Win Morse Help.
Win Morse Help.
Win Morse License Agreement.
Win Morse License Agreement.
Win Morse Read.
And the Win Morse README file.
Win Morse.
And back to the program. I'll press enter on it.
Menu closed. Button. Radio button. Checked.
And silence that for the moment. There is no menu bar to speak of. About the only thing there is a system pull down with minimize, restore, maximize, close, Alt F4, and that's really about it. When you start the program, you land on
button checked F equals file 202.
A set of radio buttons to select how you want to input the text. The first one is input. The next one that would be clipboard, and the next one is file, and the third one should be to enter the text through the keyboard. But for some reason, I'm using Window Eyes 4.11. For some reason, it does not work very well in this this set of radio buttons. So it is possible to select the keyboard input, which is the one I like to use, and I can do that by the mouse. So I'll route the mouse to
pointer rooted to radio button.
To the radio button, and I'll down arrow.
Button E equals edit text dialog disabled.
Now that's edit text. That's where it wants you to enter the text, but since I'm not able to select that radio button, it's disabled. But if I arrow down one more with the mouse down the arrow button.
Radio button graphic text unchecked.
There's the radio button for the text, so I'll just press the left mouse key.
Left radio button checked input T equals text.
And
button E equals.
Then I'll tab once.
Radio button checked input button E equals edit text dialog.
And there's a button for a dialog to enter the text, so I'll press enter on that.
Edit box dialog enter text close box default button OK button cancel I-beam.
And we have a cancel button and an OK button and an edit box to key in the text that we want converted to Morse code. Now I'm going to just type in the letter O because that's a simple letter to recognize even if you don't know Morse code. It's just three dashes, so I'll type O.
O.
Then I'll tab.
Button, OK.
To the OK button and press enter.
Space, button, E equals edit text, dialog, dialog, Windows version 1.0.
And that takes us back to where we came from with the dialog to enter the text. Then I'll tab to
combo edit box WPM words per minute 15.
A combo box which lets us select the number of the words per minute that we want the code to be sent at. I think it goes from 5 to
15, 15, 10, 5.
5 to 40, I think.
10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 40.
Yes, goes to 40. But I'll set it at 15 because that's a rate that isn't too fast for to recognize the letter O.
20, 15.
There's 15. Then I'll tab to the next box.
Combo, edit box, audio frequency hertz, 800.
And that's where you can select the frequency of the code, the tones of the code. And it goes from, I believe, 300 to 1,000.
8, 4, 300, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 900, 1,000, 1,000.
Yes, 1,000 is the bottom. So you can select any of those frequencies. I like 600 myself, but it seems like 800 is a one that's most common, so we'll just up arrow twice.
800.
And say 800, and we'll tab to the next.
Edit box file, dk.wav.
Edit box where you enter the file name of the file where you want the code to be saved. Now, I was just made a file recently with the letter K in it, so that's what's in here from the last time, but I'll call this file O.wave, and I'll put it on the D drive.
D colon backslash O period W A V.
And I'll check that.
D.O.wav.
Obviously, punctuation's turned off. So that seems like I typed that correctly, and I'll tab to the next.
Button B equals browse dialog.
Browse button. Now, that's a conventional browse button where you can browse folders. Yes, folders, not not directories, folders, to select them to as to where you want to put the file, but I that's my entrenchment in DOS, I guess. I don't really mind keying in the folder and file name in an edit box. And tab again to the next button, which is
checkbox unchecked output P equals play file after conversion.
A checkbox that we can check so that it'll play the file after it converts and saves. And I'll check that so that it will play the letter O when we eventually get to saving the file.
Space checked.
And I'll tab again.
Button equals about dialog.
And there's an about button where you can read a little bit about the program and how to use it. And tab again.
Button make wave.
Make wave. Well, we missed one.
Combo box sample rate hertz top 8,000, 1 of 4.
Combo box here because it's the last in the circle, as we like to think of these things. And this is where you select sampling rate. It goes from, I think, 8,000 to 44,000, I think. Let's see.
Top 8,000, 1, 11,025, 22,000, 5, and 44,100. 4 of 4.
44,000. But, of course, something like Morse code, you really don't need a high sampling rate, so we'll go back up to 8,000, which is the default.
Top 8,000, 1 of 4.
And I'm going to now shift tab to go back to the make wave button.
Button, make wave, space, hourglass, arrow.
And there is, it just played the O and saved a file in d:\o.wav. The escape key terminates the program. You don't even have to use Alt+F4.
Desktop, list view, computer, 1 of 22.
And that terminated it, and back to the desktop. Before I talk about associating sound files with email programs and Windows events, I'll tell you where you can get the program. You can get it at www.markbellamy.com/winmorse. And the author of the program is Mark Bellamy, and you can email him at markbellamy.com. Okay, now I'm going to associate that file I created with receiving mail from Outlook Express. And there's two things we have to do that. First of all, we have to go into the control panel and
see computer 1. List view top.
I like to go there through my computer.
See control panel. Sit. List view top accessibility.
And we have to get down to sounds in the control panel.
As sounds changes system and pro.
And I got there by pressing the letter S, and I'll press enter.
Button. Okay. Preview.
Now there's a
tab control sounds 1 of 1.
A one-page property sheet here called sounds, and we'll tab to.
Preview V equals events, Windows, expanded, 19 items.
A list of Windows events and various things that you can associate sounds with. Now, I happen to know that the one I want is new mail, so I'm going to press the letter N.
And new mail notification, 11 of 19, tab 2.
New mail notification. And I'm going to tab.
Combo, edit box, N equals name, dura4kn.wav.
Now, that's the file I currently have associated with receiving mail in Outlook Express. It's the letter, the Morse code letters KN, but I'm going to type in our the file we just created, which is
d:\o.wav.
And sounds like I typed that okay. And then there's a lot of conventional things that you can do if you're at all familiar with associating sounds. This is the conventional list of boxes and things and buttons.
Preview V equals events, new mail combo, edit box, N equals name, O.wav. Button B equals browse, dialog.
Of course, you can browse for a file.
Button D equals details, button graphic, combo box, C equals schemes.
Schemes and
button S equals save as,
save
button
it.
E equals delete.
Delete.
Button OK.
OK. So I'll press space bar on the OK.
Space, control panel, list view, sound, changes system and programs.
And I'll.
Combo box, graphic, graph, 8. Edit top, list view, computer.
Get out of my control panel and now go to Outlook Express. I don't happen to have that on my desktop either, nor do I have a hotkey for it because I use Eudora mostly, so it's in the start menu.
Start menu, shortcuts pull down.
And in a folder called shortcuts, I'll press enter.
There on your page, pro temp.
And I'll press O to get to Outlook Express.
Oh, menu closed. List view, no select, list view.
And Outlook Express says, now open, and we're going to go to the Tools menu and Options.
F equals File, T equals Tools pull-down, S equals Send and Receive pull-down.
And I did that by pressing the Alt key, the T key, and now I'm going to press the O key for Options.
O, menu closed, checkbox, Tab Control, General, 1 of 10.
And we come to a 10-page property sheet. The page we want is the first one, the General tab, and I'm going to tab a few times till we get to the checkbox I'm looking for.
Checkbox checked, W equals checkbox unchecked, N equals no, checkbox checked, D equals automatically displayed, checkbox unchecked, L equals automatically lock onto it, checkbox checked, P equals play sound when new messages arrive.
That's the one we want, and if it isn't checked, it won't play the new sound, and if it is checked, than it will, and mine happens to be checked, so I'll escape out of this.
No selected item.
And I'm not currently connected. I use a dial-up connection, so I'll get connected and see if I have any new mail and if Outlook Express will play the Morse code, Morse code letter O. Okay, I've now connected to my ISP, and I'm in Outlook Express, and I'm going to press Control-M and see if there's any new mail and if the letter O will play.
Button H equals hide, inbox 1 of 5, depth 3.
And there's there are some messages coming down.
Inbox Outlook Express.
And you heard the letter O as Deck Talk started to talk. So I guess that works. Now we'll do the same thing with Eudora. I now have Eudora open, and I sent myself a message to make sure that something would be there. And to associate a sound with receiving mail in Eudora, it's somewhat the same as Outlook Express, because you press the Alt key.
Child system pull down.
T for tools.
T equals tools pull down. F equals filters.
O for options.
O, menu closed. Multi-selection. List box.
But we're in a multi-selection list box here, which is a little different than the property sheet that is in Outlook Express. And you use the up and down arrow keys to go through the list.
Style text. Style check. Date display. Labels. Getting attention. 15 of 23.
Getting attention is the entry we want. And then we press tab to see what some of the choices are for getting attention.
Checkbox. Checked. U equals use an alert dialog box. Checkbox. Checked. O equals open. Checkbox. Checked. P equals play a sound.
Ah, that's the one. Play a sound. And if we tab again, we come to a button where...
button slash equals.
It will let us enter this Eudora presently is set up for the default Eudora sound when receiving mail. But I'm going to press enter on this button.
Edit box and equals file name dialog.
And we're in an edit box where I can key in a file name, and I'll key in the same old one.
D colon backslash O period W A V D O dot warm.
And we should find an open button here.
Combo box T equals files of type wave file dot warm button O equals open.
And I'll press enter on open.
Button D O dot warm.
And it played the Morse code letter O, and now I'll check check for new mail and see if this works.
Top nozzle 1.
Little slow here. Quite slow here. Very slow here today.
Dialogue, new mail, close.
Oh, patience is a virtue. So, I guess that works too. The last thing I want to do is associate that Morse letter code O with opening a program, and then I think we've abused that letter O enough. So, to do that, we go to my computer.
C, computer, what?
I just have mine named as computer.
List view, top.
Press enter and
C, control panel.
Two C's gets me to control panel. Press enter.
List view.
S gets me to sounds.
S, sounds, changes system and button. Okay, three.
And I pressed enter, and we were here before at this
tab control, sounds, one of one.
At this tab control of sounds, and I'll tab once to get to.
Preview, V equals events, windows, expanded, nine.
The windows events, and since I'm looking for open program, I'll press the letter O and see if it'll get us there.
O, open program, 12 of 19, depth 2.
And it does, and I'll tab, and there should be...
Combo, edit box, and equals name, robotsdefault.warg.
Now that's the file or sound that I currently have associated with the open program, but I'm going to key in our...
D, colon, backslash, O, period, W, A, V.
And check it.
DO.warg.
And, then do some more tabbing.
Preview, V equals events, combo, edit box, and equals name, button, B equals browse, button, D equals details, button, graphic, combo box, C, button, S equals save as, dot, button, E equals delete, button, OK.
I knew it was there somewhere.
Space, control panel, list view, sound, changes system.
And I'll go back to the desktop.
Sound, desktop, list view, computer.
And we'll go to Eudora, and let's see if the letter O plays when I try to open Eudora.
Eudora Pro. Ultra Pro Rich Edit.
What do you know? If you'd like to email me, my email address is TJDX, that's Thomas Joseph Dimio X-Ray. Earthlink wouldn't let me have just three letters, so I needed a fourth one. TJDX@earthlink.net. And thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Main Menu.
Programming on ACB Radio is made possible in part through financial support from the Verizon Corporation. Verizon, a proud supporter of ACB Radio.